of them.
The Yanoshka Ensemble with their Yanoshka-style treatment of the third movement of the Winter Concerto by Antonio Vivaldi. That's from their most recent album, the whole thing. They do all the four seasons in Yanoshka style.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be fantastic.
Yeah. And they've given each movement its own individual name. That was Peace and Love Forever.
Aw.
Yeah, nice.
That's a nice sentiment.
Yeah.
That was the last movement of our Frankenstein version.
Winter Concerto.
Winter Concerto. Before that was a lovely little flute.
Ransom Wilson and the Modern Mandolin Quartet.
Okay, and then the first movement of the Winter Concerto was played by who?
The Canadian Brass.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They do crazy things all the
time.
That's
good stuff, yeah.
This is Friday Happy Hour, classical music with a twist to welcome the weekend. You can hear this nonsense. Maybe I should stop saying nonsense. It's really...
It makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
Right. There is some sense to it. the first Friday of every month at 5 o'clock, Warren and I have a good time. And you get a bonus edition of Friday Happy Hour this month because we're going to do a special... holiday happy hour 2 weeks from tonight on the 19th.
Yeah, so join us for that too.
Please.
Support for All Classical Radio comes from the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra presenting Holiday Pops. The orchestra will be joined by acclaimed Broadway vocalist Liz Calloway for a program of seasonal music and Broadway favorites, including Memory from Cats, Rimsky-Korsakov's Snow Maiden Suite, and more. That's Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th at Skyview Concert Hall. Tickets are at vancouversymphony.org.
Still to come on Friday Happy Hour, the twin spin variations on the Goldberg variations, or as you like to say, Warren, the Goldberg variations.
Yeah.
And a little holiday music toward the end of the show, too. Just a little.
Yeah.
A little soupçon.
Oh, nice. Pulling out the French. Wessel going fancy. For Friday Happy Hour. So right now, we are up to a feature that occasionally comes back that we like to do here on Friday Happy Hour called, Does This Sound Like Something? Which is, you know, when you hear a piece of music and you're like, you know.
That reminds me of. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so what's happening on this edition of Does That Sound Like Something?
So I'm going to play you a couple of pieces of music that both originated or you come from 1976.
Oh, okay.
Here's the first one. This is music by John Williams for Jaws.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. This is the Happy Beach cue from Jaws.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Before things turn.
Yeah. Everybody just out in New England having a good time.
Okay.
Then this is also from 1976.
What is that?
This is the.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right? This is how it all started. This is the march that was written by a guy named Don Vogelli, who was the music director at Wisconsin Public Radio, wrote it and basically just said, hey, go ahead and use this thing. He wrote it on his little dinky-dinky-dinky little synthesizer in 1976, and it eventually, of course, became this. Yeah, so... a pair of pieces, both from 1976. The next piece I'm going to play for you was published in 1973.
Okay.
And it's based on a folk tune. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Cute.
Yeah.
Does sound like something.
It does indeed. Yeah, so that's from the Serenade on Country Dances from Old Graz by Yino Takash, which is based on a doodle sack, which is a fun word.
It sure is.
For a bagpipe, essentially. But yeah, so, I mean, and he, you know, ethnomusicologist, he based that on something. But it's interesting that there in the mid-70s, that ding, 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 ding.
They went a little crazy.
Yeah, they did.
You really go down the oddest rabbit holes.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to stop sometimes. So, yeah.
But have we stopped on that?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, are you kidding?
Something else. Sounds like something.
Okay, what is it?
I think you're going to say, yeah, this is from the, 1906 television program called The Green Hornet. Now, does that sound like anything to you?
Well, it sounds a little bit like the Flight of the Bumblebee.
There you go. So that's Billy May's theme that he wrote for The Green Hornet and featured in this 1966 performance with great jazz trumpeter Al Hurt.
Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he was totally upfront about it, but it's like, hey, yeah.
Way to get the point across. Mm-hmm. And if somebody already wrote really good music, why not just rip it off?
It's true. Public domain. Nikolai is not coming back for a check.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so there we have.
Well, thank you for that stuff that sounds like something.
That's another edition of Does This Sound Like Something? Here on Friday Happy Hour. Not oddly, but that also brings us to our twin spin.
Excellent. Is there like a bee theme going on here?
There's actually a Flight of the Bumblebee theme going on. We're going to go right from, you know, Al Hurt and Billy May and the Green Hornet into the Flight of the Bumblebee.
And a spin.
As you usually hear it. Uh-huh. And then.
The spin.
And then the spin.
It's Friday Happy Hour.